Okay, everybody. This is Kalita from A New Thing Ministries, and we want to welcome everyone who has tuned in tonight for our first partner prayer call. We've had well over 40 partners email us with requests today and over the last week, and we just want to thank you for trusting us with your precious needs. We know that you're really excited about touching heaven tonight, and so are we. We are excited to get to know you all the better this year and to serve you in more ways as you partner with us and support A New Thing Ministries. So let me tell you, the agenda for this evening, and bear with us tonight because this is our first prayer call and my first time at the helm of this computer, which is lovely. Kim, am I supposed to?
That's something on your end, beeping every time okay. A call comes in. It may be on your computer.
All right, let me see if I can. All right, okay. I don't know what I can do about that right now. So,
okay.
The agenda for. Let me see if that works. No, that won't work. Okay, so the agenda for this evening is Kim is going to share with us a little bit tonight. And then when she is finished, I'm going to be praying over the specific requests. And then our dear friend Carol is going to be praying after that before Kim ends the call. So I'm still not sure about that beeping, and I don't know what to do about it. Do you have any ideas, Kim?
Unless it's under preferences, I don't. It's got to be a speaker on your computer.
A speaker on my computer. Which is funny because I'm hearing it through my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. So, without further ado, Kim, I'm going to let you take the reins and proceed.
Thank you, Kalita. And I join Kalita in thanking you guys for coming on the call. We love all of our partners dearly and are so thankful to God for you guys. And for the past year, I've wanted to find a way to be able to pray over our partners to where they could hear our prayers for the past year. And unfortunately, I was too windy to do it over the recorder. I could not get it short enough to be able to email it to everybody, so I'm just thankful that we're able to do it this way. So I want to teach you guys a little bit tonight. I want to talk to you about a time in my life that was so precious to me, but I didn't realize the value of it while I was going through it. That's one thing that I want to do with these calls and with the digital magazine that we're working on. I love our short teachings every day, and I'm thankful for those, but there are times I feel like I can't go deep enough in a short teaching to give our partners and our readers what I want to give them the meat of the word. So I'm hoping through these calls and through the digital magazine that we'll be able to go deeper in the things of God and deeper in the word of God. So that's my hope and my prayer. About 19 or 20 years ago, I entered into a time in God that was the most amazing time in God I've ever known, even to this day. At the time, I didn't realize the wonder of what was happening. I thought it was commonplace and that everybody that served God or everybody that sought God enjoyed what was happening in my life. Therefore, at the time, I didn't realize the treasure it was and I didn't give it the right value. And once it began, I wasn't as humble about it as I should have been, I assume, and I took it for granted. I just thought it was a time in my life where God had just showed up and that it would remain and it would never change. But it didn't remain, and it did change. At that time in my life, as many of you know, there was a time in my life that God just blessed me, and I had, before that, sown a seed for God to provide a way for me to be able to work from home. And so God honored that seed many years ago, and I have been so blessed to be able to work from home or to work in ministry. My prayer was to work from home or to work in the Word where I could spend all my time with God. And He really honored that seed. And at that time, I was working from home, and I was giving God a lot of my time. And I came to a time in God when he just became pleased with what I was giving to him and what I was putting out there for him, the time I was spending with him. I was spending time in worship. And he began to show me his favor. And there would be nights that I would be sound asleep, and the Lord would whisper to me and say, come worship me. And I would get up out of bed, and I would go worship the Lord, and I would worship him until I knew he was satisfied. I know that sounds odd, but I could tell the moment he was satisfied with my worship, and I would go back to bed. And during that time, every few days, God would wake me up like that. And many, many things were birthed out of that time in God. At that time, I was also giving God a tithe of my day. Everyone that knew me knew not to call me before 9:45 because I was going to spend my first 2 hours and 45 minutes with God. That was my tithe of my day, and I spent it with God every single day. And after a short season of that, the presence of God, the tangible presence of God, came and just settled in my house. Out of that time came wonderful things. God birthed the magazine during that time, and people would tell me that they would come to my house and they would have to sit down for a few minutes because the presence of God was so strong in my house. And honestly, I mean, I'm just being very real with you today. I think at that time I took some pride in that pastors and ministers were coming to my house and saying, how did you get God to show up here? So all these wonderful things began to happen because the Bible says when he comes, his reward is with him. If you're looking for the reward without the rewarder, you're not going to get it. But if you seek the rewarder, when he comes, his reward is with him. And many, many, many rewards started coming my way during that time. And what happened was I got my eyes on those good things that were happening. And they started to take my time, and they started to take my focus. And before I knew it, the presence of God began to slip away from my dwelling. Honestly, I did not even realize when it started slipping away. It was months later when it was completely gone that I realized it was gone. And when I realized it was gone, it was the greatest loss that I've ever had. I had once read this thing that this man wrote, and they asked him about Jesus, how he felt about Jesus, and he said, if you ever find him, never, never, never let him go. And it was during that time that I read that, and it just broke my heart because I had let him go. That, when the presence started departing, and I wasn't in sin, I was just not putting God first and seeking his presence like I had been. That was 17 years ago when I noticed that his presence had slipped out of my house in the way that it was. Now, I would still go places and minister, and the anointing would show up, and the presence of God would show up, or I would pray at home with someone, and the presence of God would show up, but it wasn't like it was back then. And I began to seek God diligently about 10 years ago and say, God, if you'll just let me back in that place, if you'll just show me how to get back to where your presence was so tangible in my home and in me, if you'll just show me how to get back there, I will never let it go. And I have diligently sought that for 10 years. In the meantime, you know, life goes on, things are busy, and I still wasn't spending as much time with God as I was back then, but I was seeking his presence in my life. And then a pivotal time came when a pastor friend of mine emailed me. This pastor from Georgia had emailed me words that the Lord had given him for me in times past, and they were always right on target, so I trusted his voice in my life. And there came a day that this pastor emailed me, and he said, Kim, he said, seek the Lord to see if this is from God or not. He said, but I believe the Lord is telling you to study humility. And I remember when I read that, my first thought was, why in the world would I need to study humility? And my second thought was, there's your answer. So I began to study humility, and the Lord began to deal with my heart on a lot of different matters. You know, the Bible says that God will perfect those things that concerns you. That means he'll take things out of you that don't need to be there, or he'll bring things in that do need to be there. So God began to deal with me about some things. And then the next thing that God did, this was back in November, he told me to give him my December. And this was right before Thanksgiving, and I have two grandchildren, as you guys know, that I just love dearly. And the Lord said, give me your December. I don't want you to work during December. I want you to spend your time with me. I had not done any of my Christmas shopping or anything like that, so I hurried and got everything done by the end of November. I set things up so I could do as little work as possible and do it from home, and I just took that month and I began to seek the Lord with all my heart. And after a time, the presence of God began to show up in my life again. Now, I told you that long story to tell you this. If you didn't have the manifest, tangible presence of God in your life in 2016, then something needs to change. If nothing else, if you remember nothing else I've said tonight, it is my earnest prayer that you receive tonight a hunger for the tangible presence of God. I'm not talking about the anointing that's there when you're at church. I'm not talking about a corporate presence. I'm talking about an intimate, tangible presence of God that will invade your life and invade your home. And in that presence is everything you have need of. I don't care if you need healing, if you need finances, if you need restoration, if you need peace, whatever it is, it will be found in his presence. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek him while he may be found. All things come from his presence. I found that out the first time. When his presence showed up, everything I had need of showed up with him. It doesn't show up apart from him. God is not like Amazon. You can't just place an order and it be delivered to your house. God wants relationship. He created man because he wanted relationship, not because he just wanted to hand out gifts left and right. He wants a relationship with you. And if you're willing to seek him until you find him, until you get that intimate relationship with him, I promise you the reward is with him. But I caution you that when the reward comes, make sure you keep your eyes and your heart firmly set on God. So I spent the month of November seeking the heart of God and seeking humility. That was my daily prayer. God began to show me things in me that wasn't a humble heart. So I began to seek humility and seek God and ask God to purify me and get me ready to be a place that the presence of God could abide. And after a month, the Lord finally began to say to me, come sit with me for a while. Come worship me for a while. Come soak in my presence for a while. And oh my goodness, the first time that he said that to me after 17 years, I was just caught. I was caught and I never wanted out of that presence again. I've really been kind of ruined by it from the month of December, and then it seemed like when January hit that it just increased. And I'm telling you, all things are found in his presence. I want to read some scriptures to you that talks about the presence of God. In Exodus 33:14, the Bible says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. If you need rest today, that rest can be found in his presence. Psalm 16:11 says, in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. If you need joy, it is found in his presence. Psalms 31:19 says, you shall hide me in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of men, you shall keep me. You shall keep me secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. If you need a hiding place, if you're in a place in your life where you're being attacked verbally, God and his presence is a place of protection. Colossians 1:17 says, in him all things exist. Isaiah 40:10 says, behold, the Lord shall come with a strong hand, and his reward is with him. Revelations 22:12 says, "Behold, I am coming, and my reward is with me." If you're wondering where the answer is to the prayer that you have been praying, where your healing is, where your restoration is, where your finances are, this is where they are. They're with him. When you get him, you get the reward. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." And James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you." Most people spend a lot of time waiting on a breakthrough to come. But I read this thing one time, and it really ministered to me. It's about Reinhard Bonnke. And some minister had put something on Facebook and said, "Please give a definition of what breakthrough means to you." So all these people were putting definitions of what breakthrough meant to them. And this one man wrote this. He said, "Break in and get what you need." Reinhard Bonnke told the Lord when he was a young man that he could not do what God had called him to do without the fire of God. And he told God that if he did not send the fire, that he was going to come and get it. Later, Bonnke passed a house in London where a man by the name of George Jeffries lived. This was a revivalist that had turned the UK upside down. So Bonnke knocked on that door, and the lady answered the door and told him that George was too frail to see anyone anymore. But from the back of the house, they heard George yell, "Let that man in." Bonnke started towards George, and George started toward Bonnke, and they met in the hallway, and George embraced Bonnke. And Bonnke said that the fire of God went from his head to his feet like an explosion. That night, Jeffries graduated to heaven, and Reinhard Bonnke was filled with the fire of God. Not because he waited on a breakthrough to come, because he broke in and went after it. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. If you want your reward, if you want the presence of God, instead of waiting on it to just come upon you, I think we're in a time and a season where we can break in and get it for ourselves. As I was studying today, I read a prophecy. I received a prophecy from Elijah List, from Paulette Reed, and it said in it, now keep in mind the story I just told you about Reinhard Bonnke. She said, I'm just going to read you one little paragraph. "The year of the sword will include the church walking in the authority of her king. As we approach the king through bold intimacy, he will stretch out his scepter and grant us what we desire. As we operate in the authority he gives to us, we will be confident praying God's will." I'm telling you guys, that is the season that we are in. If we will boldly approach our King, desiring to be intimate with him, desiring to be filled with the tangible presence of God. I don't know if you guys have the tangible presence of God in your house every day or in your vehicle or in your being, but if you don't or if you never have, I am begging you to go after it. It will absolutely change your life. It's time that we approach our King with bold intimacy, desiring him like nothing else. And when we do that, he will come and he'll make his abode with us. And his presence will remain on us and in our house. My house is finally to the point again where people can walk in and feel the presence of God. And it's not going to take you 17 years to get there. It only took me a month of consistently spending time in the presence of God and crying out for his manifest presence. And I know he wants to do the same thing for every single one of you. He wants to be in your presence. He wants to give you what you have need of, what you're praying for, what you're believing for. He wants to give you those things, but he wants you to understand they come with him, not the other way around. Now, that is my message for tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you will seek the presence of God And next, what we're going to do is I'm going to pray a prayer over our partners. I have wanted to do that for so long. And then Kalita is going to pray a prayer over our partners. And then Carol Morgan is going to pray a prayer over our partners, because we believe that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And we believe that there is power in agreement. And if you are within the sound of our voice and you hear these prayers being prayed over you, don't just listen and let it go in one ear and out the other. Receive it into your heart, receive it into your being, and come into agreement with us and lay hold of the things that God has for you. We don't expect to just have a fun little conference call once a month. We expect to speak the word of the living God over our partners and for them to see results that month. That's our plan, to do this every month this year, but we expect to see results in your life. So when you see results, please email us and let us know. Father, I thank you for every partner under the sound of my voice. Father, your word says that you will bless those that bless us. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, I release a blessing over every partner on this call and over their families in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bless their seed and multiply it. Lord, your word says that when you give for the gospel's sake, that they'll receive 100-fold in this life. So, Father, I declare and decree 100-fold blessing over every person listening to this, over all of our partners, God. I ask you to bless and multiply and give them 100-fold on every seed they have sown. God, I ask you today to prosper all of the work of their hands according to your word, God. May they be blessed in all they do. May they be blessed going out. May they be blessed coming in. I declare and decree this day, God, that all their bills are paid early and paid in full, and they have plenty left over, Father. I thank you, God, that you took, that you sent Jesus to take our sickness and disease, and he gave us health and wholeness. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every sickness and disease that would attempt to attach itself to one of our partners. I remind you that I am in covenant with them. They have, by their own will, come into covenant with us, God. So in the name of Jesus, I rebuke those sicknesses and diseases, and I command them to go from them and their entire household. God, I thank you that this month you manifest wholeness in each partner and every single one of their family members today, Father, in Jesus' name. God, I ask you to cause each partner to experience victory after victory after victory in every area of their life. Lord, may they walk daily in your wisdom, and may you guide their every step. Father, I thank you that this year, just as you have said, you said it to me, God, and again, they're in covenant with me. So if it's my promise for the year, it's their promise for the year. You said, God, that you were bringing us out of survival mode, and we are entering into thriving mode this year. I thank you, God, that each partner begins to thrive this year, and they continue to thrive as they seek your face, as they honor you, God, with their heart, with their home, with their finances, with their jobs, and with their ministries. I thank you that they thrive, and they thrive, and they thrive until nothing can be seen in their life but a lifetime of thriving. Father, I thank you that because they've covenanted with us, that the same favor and anointing and presence that rest upon this ministry invades their homes and their lives even now. May they walk in great favor and increased anointing, and may your blessing come upon them today and overtake them. God, I ask you to give each partner increase this month. Increase in your presence, increase in revelation of you, increase in revelation of your word, increase in knowing you intimately, increase in wholeness, increase in restoration, increase in finances. Surprise them, Lord, with increase after increase. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you daily load each partner with all your benefits. This I ask you tonight, Father, in Jesus' name, knowing that you hear me, and knowing when you hear me that it's done, because your word tells me that we're to agree as touching anything, it shall be done. So, Father, we call every word fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Kim, I feel like there's someone on the call
that needs to hear this, just take a couple of minutes. And for anybody that's out there that says, I want to seek the Lord, I want the tangible presence, point me in the right direction. How do I start? Maybe they've never done that before. Give them some practical things. There's no formula, but give them some practical things that they can start where the Lord will meet them.
Okay. One of the things that I do is, and I realize I have a unique situation that I work in ministry and I can spend possibly more time than some people can. I realize that. But everyone can spend 10 or 15 minutes a day with God. And I'm telling you, God can do more with 10 or 15 minutes than we can do with an entire year if it's a set-apart time unto Him. One thing that I do is I have a set-apart place. I have a place that is dedicated to God, and that's where I seek God. Another thing that I do is I keep worship music playing all the time. I've said it over and over in our writings, but it sets an atmosphere of holiness, of peace, of a place where God can dwell. Another thing that I do, as I shared earlier, I ask God, get anything out of me that is not pleasing to you, anything in me, God, that would cause you to not want to make your abode with me. Show me and let me get it out of me. I'll repent and cleanse me, just like Queen Esther was purified for months and months before she went before the king. We have to purify ourselves as well. Not to say if you can't go before him anytime, but you can. But that's just one of the processes that I use. If you don't know how to worship or you have never worshiped like that before, another thing that I found great in the beginning was to get the names of God. And I think those may be available on our website. And I would just call out the names of God. Yes. If I didn't know how to worship, I would say, you are Jehovah Shalom. You are my peace. Yes. You are yes. Jehovah Nisi. Your banner over me is love. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are my healer. And I would just worship God in that way. I also find Psalms and read the Word out loud. I stay in the Word because I think that's a big part of maintaining the presence of God. I keep things out of my house that would be offensive to God, and I just cultivate that presence. Those are the simple things I do. And like I said, if you don't have an entire day to do that or an entire month, don't be discouraged. If you will consistently take 10 or 15 minutes a day, He will meet you there. I know that we are in a season where He is desiring to find those whose hearts are crying out to Him, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. He's looking for those hearts, and the reason He is because He wants to show Himself strong on your behalf. Yes. But He wants you to come to Him, and He wants you to want Him.
Yes.
He wants you to want Him, not just what He provides. And that's understandable.
Yes.
Is that helpful, Kalita?
Yes.
And if you or Carol want to say anything on that subject, please feel free.
No, I remember years ago when I was a young Christian and there was a lady just like you speaking, and I was sitting there going, how do I get there? How do I get there? How do I worship? And that was very helpful. So I just felt like we needed to do that. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Can't,
so we're going to...
Kalita, I just want to inject something here. I work, the people on the call, I work, I'm a nurse, and both Kalita and Kim know that a big change has happened in my life this year because I asked God, I want more time with you. So I have been placed in a great big room all by myself, and I can listen to praise music. I can read my Bible as I do my work. I can talk to the Lord as I do my work. I know if He can do that for me, whatever job you are in, He can make that time. You are going to be able to walk in favor because it's a big thing on Kim's life right now. And as she said, we are in covenant with Kim.
Yes.
And when you have a covenant, you don't walk away from that covenant. So just to take part of that anointing and just say, Lord, where can I ask the Lord for a special place if you work? Ask Him. Don't be afraid. The king puts out the scepter. Touch the end of that scepter, and the Lord will grant it.
Yes.
Amen.
Kalita spends more time than anybody I've ever heard listening to preaching, and she works 40 hours a week.
I do. I keep one earbud in one ear and leave the other ear open to hear people and answer the phone, and I love it, and I'm blessed to be able to do that. So, amen. Okay, so partners, now for we're going to get ready to do our requests. I'm real excited to pray over these requests tonight, and Kim's already said that we're going to come into agreement. We're going to release our faith, and as you hear your prayer requests, just release your faith and release your faith for our brothers and sisters that I'm lifting up tonight and that we are declaring. So I'm just going to start with. I've got six pages, so I'm just going to go right through them. So, Father, we're going to bring before you Norvella. And, God, we agree with her for a time, the time of her affliction to come to an end now. Father, we thank you for the healing, that it would flow, that to where she wouldn't even need the surgery in February, Lord. And we thank you for the provision and for the humility that she desires in Jesus' name. Amen. We lift up Linda's sister-in-law, Debbie, and we come against cancer. We speak to her bones, her body, her health, and restoration, and we say, come in Jesus' name. And we cancel every assignment of cancer right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, that she is covered with the blood of Jesus. God, we also thank you for wisdom for the doctors. And we declare that they will walk in your wisdom and in your favor in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up Ruby. We thank you for healing her body of urinary problems and blood pressure. And we thank you that her heart beats with the rhythm of life. We call her out of ICU and into the step-down unit, Father. We call her mended and whole. We call her released from the hospital. We call her blessed and healed in the name of Jesus. And we release angels to go and minister to her right now in Jesus' name. Yes. Father, we bring Karen before you, and we say her health, and we release strength and wholeness to her body. And we command the cycle of attacks against her health and finances be broken now in Jesus' name. This is the year of breakthrough, and this is the year that things are fulfilled. And, God, we thank you that promises are being fulfilled in Karen's life and her health, and we thank you that her health is being restored and her finances as well in Jesus' name. Yes. We also agree with Kim, Angelina, and Priscilla for divine health and protection. We agree with Elaine. And we call Blake healed and whole from cancer in Jesus' name. We call his immune system strengthened and declare a transfusion from the blood of Jesus. We decree it and declare it that he shall live and not die and tell of your marvelous work in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for Ruth's granddaughter, also named Ruth, for healing. We speak to the inflammation and we command it to cease. We call for the doctors to have supernatural wisdom for restoration, and we call her hospital bill paid in full in Jesus' name. We call forth the provision for this, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we bring before you Karen's father, Benny. We call his testing negative, and no cancer be found in his body in the name of Jesus. We lay hold at the stripes of Jesus for him and declare healing and health. And, Father, for her husband, Tyrone, we declare healing in his feet. We command the tendons and muscles and ligaments and nerves to line up with the word of God and for him to be made whole as well in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We bring Leslie before you, Father, and we ask that she would experience a divine intervention in her immune system, thyroid, and neck. We command her body to line up with the word of God, and we decree healing come now in Jesus' name. We also call forth a better job for her, and thank you, Lord, for your provision in her life. Lord, we bring before you Lisa, and we thank you for healing her of fibroid tumors and female situations, God. We thank you for a complete and total healing and fulfill her desire for marriage and family in Jesus' name. We break the lie of the enemy that it is too late, and we say nothing is impossible with God. Amen. For with God, impossible is nothing in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
And, Father, we bring Ashley before you. We say that she is healed of arthritis. We thank you that she is forever healed of cancer and that she walks in wholeness. We call her the healed of the Lord, and pain-free in Jesus' name. And we speak to that fear, that lie of cancer trying to return, that fear that torments her, and we break you in the name of Jesus. You will not come a second time in Jesus' name. God does nothing halfway. And I thank you, Father, that she is healed and she will retain her healing in Jesus' name. Father, we agree with Susan for the healing of her son Alec from daily headaches. We declare this assignment thwarted, and we release angels of the Lord to go and minister to him even now in Jesus' name. We declare the root of that situation to be dismantled, and we declare right now that he is free in Jesus' name. And we lift up Amy's mom, Sula, up to you, God. We lift her up in prayer, and we speak to that mass that was found in her pancreas. We say you are benign and you are to be gone in Jesus' name.
Yes.
What the Lord has not planted must be uprooted, and therefore we declare that you are uprooted and you are gone in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we command it to be gone without a trace in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for Carol's mom, Judy, that the bone spur would be dissolved and removed in Jesus' name, and that she would not have to have surgery in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for Ulysses. God, we call forth healing and restoration in his body. We ask for a miracle, Father God, that the doctors would be amazed as he comes through the surgery, Father God, that he will come through with flying colors. And we say no trauma to his body and no emotional trauma to his mind, no trauma to his family, no fear in Jesus' name. And, Father, that he will come through this even better than he was before, Lord. We just thank you for this, Father, and we declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Father, we declare a year of debt cancellation over our partners in the name of Jesus, and we declare Kimberly debt cancellation come to Kimberly and financial integrity, overflowing profit for her and her husband's business in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that the same anointing that caused the axe head to float is available to us today, Father. And we thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. And God, we bring before you Anne, and we call forth wisdom for Anne and her business and in her parenting of the adult children. We declare that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and commission angels to go and minister to them now in Jesus' name. And we bring Anna and Sweetwater Ministry to you, Father. We ask you for divine guidance and direction. Father, James says, if we ask for wisdom, you will give it. So we ask, Lord, and we're asking, and we thank you that Anna receives it. Even this night, Father, you would give her new ideas and revelations, Father, for this ministry in Jesus' name. Father, for Kimberly and her husband to find the right body of believers to plug into and to become established, Father, and for the right care for her mother, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we call forth wisdom and direction for Fela this year and for all our partners as we navigate the waters of 2017. We declare this is a year of fulfillment in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we call Elaine and her husband one, spiritually maturing together, receiving abundant provision and debt cancellation in Jesus' name. Wisdom in raising their granddaughter and for favor and to thrive in this year, as Kim has prayed earlier. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bring Lisa before you to have wisdom and favor for her next step at work, for her to have insight, and for doors of opportunity to open on her behalf. We bring Ashley before you to have wisdom and insight into her God-given purpose and the plans he has for her, that she would live purposefully and prayerfully before you in Jesus' name. Now, Father, as we come on the subject of marriage, God, we bring before you Lydia, Chanita, Keisha, Jennifer, Lisa, and Naomi. And we declare that restoration come to their marriages now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to intervene on these women's behalf and to remove the heart of stone in their spouses and replace it with the heart of flesh. That their husbands would desire a closer relationship with you. Your word says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And these women are standing on this word. We agree with them, Father. We agree with them according to your word. And we ask you for divine intervention on their behalf and on any children and family members that may be affected. God, nothing is impossible with you, and we are declaring and decreeing restoration to come in Jesus' name, and expect these decrees to be established. We also agree with Angel that singles who desire to be married will be married in this now season this year in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for debt cancellation for a gal named Kim's business and for this business to be profitable and to walk in financial integrity. We thank you, Lord, for giving Ann wisdom in her business so that it will be profitable and successful according to your plan for her life. We ask you for wisdom, and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, in the area of encouragement, we pray for Susan, and we ask that you would put blinders on her eyes so that she will not look at circumstances, but begin to see with the eyes of faith. We declare her strengthened in her inner man, and that the eyes of her understanding would be flooded with light so that she would know the hope to which you have called her. We expect and believe for great things on her behalf this year in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray right now for another gal named Kim for financial restoration from a fraudulent deal from years back. This is the year that you will go back even 70 years, Lord, and we say do it. We thank you that you are restoring the years that the cankerworm has eaten through legal matters, accidents, and fraud, all this according to your will. Angels, yeah. Go and bring this restoration forth in Jesus' name. Yes. Father, we pray for Lori. We pray that she begin to walk in the revelation of who she is in Jesus, of all that has been provided for her at the cross in Jesus' name, that the eyes of her understanding would be enlightened in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we come on behalf of Denisha, and we declare that 2017 will be the year of restoration for her. We call her car released to her and the funds to cover any and all fees to do so. We speak to the people holding her settlement money, and we say, release it now in Jesus' name. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh, and we call forth the provision she needs and declare that what the thief has stolen, he will repay seven times. Angels, go and assist in these decrees as we have given voice to the word according to Psalm 103. We bless her in her parenting, and we ask for intervention with her son at school for peace and obedience in Jesus' name. Lord, we agree with Donna for supernatural restoration for her daughter, for her home to be restored, and for abundant provision. We call forth supernatural debt cancellation in Jesus' name, that all has been lost through abandonment and broken promises be restored to her, and that she would not lose her home in Jesus' name. And we agree right now with AJ for restoration of healing from an accident last month and from the misguided surgery more than 7 years ago. We speak to AJ's back, and we command it to line up with the Word of God and be made whole. We call AJ's blood pressure normal. We speak peace to his body and to his mind. We also thank you for provision, Father, that his bills and his rent be made as he is recovering and on the mend in Jesus' name. Yes. Angels, you have been dispatched to carry out this mission in the name of Jesus. Now, right now, we speak to Carolyn, and we command all oppression from grief, death, loneliness, and depression to go in Jesus' name. We ask you to send her your spirit-filled friends and prayer warriors that can walk with her through this process and declare, we declare, she is being set free even now. We call the devil a liar, and we thank you, Father, that you will empower her to recognize his lies and take her life back this day in Jesus' name. We decree that she will fulfill her calling to teach your word. We break unworthiness off of her, and we say her destiny begins fulfillment this day in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray for Carla, that she would be set free in every area of her life. We further agree with Tawanda that her husband Lonnie be saved and that he return home and that their marriage be restored. For Susan, that her husband to have wisdom as he is nearing retirement for their next steps, that they would be of one mind and spirit, Father God, that they would be yoked together and in agreement, Father, according to your word, and that you would be leading them in this decision, Father, in Jesus' name. For Susan, for her spouse to be delivered from alcoholism and for her friend's husband to be healed. And we agree with Jonathan that his marriage be made stronger in the bonds of Christ and that he be empowered with boldness to share the gospel as you direct him. Father, we come before you and we bring Susan, Santia, Wanda, Renee, Carol, Darlene, Miriam, Susan R., Gwen, Lisa, Susan W., and Ann. And they have all asked for prayer for their children, sons and daughters-in-law, or grandchildren. Lord, your word says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We agree with your word. We agree with your word, and we declare that these precious children are receiving a touch from you even now this very night. Begin to bring laborers across their paths and angels. Go and surround them with the goodness of God that would draw them to repentance. We awaken the desire for God in their lives, and we call them to their destiny, the destiny that was written in the books before they were even born. Not one of these precious lives will be lost, and we declare them delivered now in the name of Jesus. We agree for all oppression, depression, and negative activity to cease and desist in Jesus' name, that these children will know their purpose in you, and they will walk that way. Give these mothers and grandmothers wisdom, spiritual insight to know how to minister to these children in a way that is of you and not themselves, in Jesus' name. We also agree for the adult children to get the jobs they need to provide for themselves, and that you would supernaturally visit our kids, visit these kids who are bound by addiction, Lord. We call them set free. Father, we call forth dreams and visitations and visions and angels to minister to these children in the name of Jesus. You came to set the captives free, and we call them free in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you for Damilola and for Kimberly and Cheryl to meet their God-ordained spouses this year, and for Susan R.'s husband to return to the Lord. We thank you for every partner who desires a spouse, Lord. We just thank you that you will bring that person to them even now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for housing for Floyd. Lord, you can do what bureaucrats cannot, change the hearts of whomever it is that needs to rent to this precious veteran who has served our country. In Jesus' name. Father, for Tecumseh to have great favor and wisdom in their business, for their children to continue to excel in favor with God and man, and to have wisdom 10 times that of the heathen, as Daniel did, and for every challenge to their peace be uprooted and cast into the sea, in Jesus' name. For Jenny and Madison, Lord, we ask for a hedge of protection and a new revelation of your love and provision. Thank you that Jenny has wisdom and insight in training up Madison, and that they will be sensitive to your voice. We also agree with them for the best for Madison's father, and that the relationship will be according to your plan, and that they will be free from strife and turmoil. We agree with Peg for favor in a court case regarding her husband. We say, Jesus, you are their defender, and we say that you surround them with favors with a shield. We call this case settled and brought to naught in their favor, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bring Rose before you, and we declare that she has great favor with this upcoming math exam, that you will bring all things to her remembrance, Lord, and we call this done and passed in Jesus' name, so that she can move on in her job in the name of Jesus. We bind her mind to the mind of Christ, and we declare a favorable outcome in Jesus' name. Lord, we agree with Tekina for divinely destined ministry to thrive and to have great favor, to grow and strengthen the people there. For Kim and her daughter Angelina to have favor in their careers, for college provision, for a home, for divine health for them and Priscilla. And we also ask you to direct Vila to her home, the one that you have for her, in Jesus' name. For Alex's wife, the completion of her PhD program in a successful and timely fashion, that her comprehensive papers be all that is necessary for her to reach candidacy stage, in Jesus' name. Father, for Tammy to have great favor in her new career, for her to prosper and for provision. We agree with her, Lord, that she is free from loss and that she will thrive in spirit, soul, and body. We agree with Shalia for provision for Clarkson First Baptist Church, Pastor Moore, and Special Touch Ministries. Also for her mother working through the VA administration so that she can receive the care that she needs, in Jesus' name. For Shelley's son, as he prepares to graduate high school, Lord, we thank you that you have ordered his steps, and that provision for college abounds, and that the transition to the right college with the right friends will begin to manifest even now. Make his way straight, Father God. Prepare his heart and prepare Shelley's for this new season that they are about to enter into. Father, we agree with Deanna that her court date this week will go exactly as you desire. You know the plans that you have written in her book before she was ever born. We decree and declare that these plans will be fulfilled, Father, and that every plan of the enemy and man to hinder her is cast down even now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have spoken through your prophets that 2017 is a year of fulfillment and a year that testings come to conclusion. We call this matter concluded and in her and in her daughter's favor in Jesus' name, with all back monies due awarded to her as well. Thank you, Father. It is done. God, we thank you right now for favor for Susan R.'s son to get a job that will provide for his family, that Santia and her husband will find a lender to give them an affordable mortgage, God. We just decree and declare that people that have been told no, that this year, Father, they will begin to get a yes in Jesus' name. Father, we agree with Derek that the people in the body of Christ would be instruments in his hand to his people, and that we would experience an outpouring of God's Spirit that we might effectively win more people to the kingdom. We pray for Susan and Fila to have favor for a new job with a godly boss. This is the year of favor, and we call it forth now. We thank you that these jobs will utilize the skills you have given them. It will give them joy in their work. And, Lord, we pray for our partners, all of our partners and their family members who need jobs and or increases on their jobs. Provision and blessing is ours this year. We agree with Renee, Father, for the right door to open for a new job at the perfect location with the right benefits. Lord, highlight her resume whenever it comes before an employer that needs to take notice. Give her wisdom, God, on where to apply and give her direction and favor in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up Randy's family and we cancel the assignments against them and ask for a hedge of protection all around his family in Jesus' name. Lord, we take this time to lift up all the partners and everyone associated with this ministry's families in Jesus' name. Lord, where there are prodigals, return them to you. Where there is depression and oppression, we say be gone in Jesus' name. Where there are hurting ones, we ask you to mend hearts. We ask for restoration of any ungodly separation. We call forth salvation, healing, peace, and pray for each and every family member and partner to walk in divine health, to have a new, fresh spiritual awakening, even tonight in Jesus' name. We call forth dreams, visions, angels to minister to each one and everyone. You know where everyone is, Father God, and we say 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come to our dwellings and near our families. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over each family member and thank you, Father, for your word and that the weapons you have given us in Jesus' name. And Father, if there's any other prayer partner or partner of this ministry that sent in a request that maybe was got in too late and did not get on the call, Lord, we just lift that request up to you right now, Father, that no one would be left out, Father. No one would be left out. We just thank you for that, Father. We agree with you, with your word, and Father, we agree with one another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wait, I want to say one thing before you give it to Carol, if that's okay.
Yes.
First of all, I always tell everyone that we have the most awesome partners around, and I believe that. But I just want to thank every single one of you partners. I know that was a long prayer, but I am just praying that God will honor you because you stood in agreement with all of those prayers. You didn't get off the call when the teaching was done, but you stood with us. I love that saying, no man left behind, and that's how I feel about this year of thriving. I don't want one of our partners left behind. I want every single one of you to thrive, and I think as we stand together and lock arms and pray and agree and believe for one another that God will honor all of us.
Amen.
And also, there's two people I want to pray for that just came to my mind as we were praying. So, Father, I just thank you for Jennifer and her little daughter. I thank you, God, that you know the desire of her heart. And I thank you, God, that you said if we delight ourselves in you, you give us the desire of her heart. So, Father, I know Jennifer has delighted herself in you and sought your way and your peace. So, Father, now I'm asking you for the fulfillment of the desire of her heart for her and her daughter. Let it be done. Let it be fulfilled this year in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for Jason. And I thank thank you for every word you have spoken to him and over him. God, I ask for a fulfillment of every prophetic word that's been spoken over him to be fulfilled today. As a matter of fact, God, I ask for a divine fulfillment of every prophetic word that has been spoken over any of our partners. I ask for divine fulfillment this year, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
I'll be quiet now.
No, you're fine. Before I hand this to Carol, I want to tell you, if you want to tune back in tomorrow and hear this again, or if somebody missed a call and you're talking to them, the number, we'll send something out, but the number is 712-770-4349, and then you punch in access code #9718#, and we'll try to get that information out tomorrow as well, but I wanted to let you know that. Last but not least, Carol Morgan is just a wonderful lady. She's been a partner of A New Thing for years. She's an awesome teacher of the Word, and she carries a strong prayer anointing. Whenever Kim and I need prayer immediately, we never hesitate to go right to Carol. So, Carol, I'm going to turn this over to you, and then you can close out the call.
Kim, something that's been on my heart for days is, and I think a lot of the partners may be weary. Mm. They need rest. And, Father, I just come to you right now.
Yes, Lord.
I just thank you, Father. We love you so much. Father, I just thank you that you hide them under your wings. Give them rest. They're weary. Father, I thank you that when their pillow, their head is upon the pillow, you meet them in the night seasons, because you said you would give them instruction there. Father, you said when we yet pray, when the word is on our tongue, yet you hear it before it's even spoken out of our mouth. Father, we thank you. We commission the angels to go forth and carry those prayers into fulfillment as quickly as it can be spoken. Father, faster than the speed of angels. Father, I thank you right now for the sweet, warm anointing of the Holy Spirit who will draw each partner aside. Father, thank you that favor is greatly exposed to each one of our partners. Father, we thank you that as they walk and as they go about their day and they come home in the evening, that time is set aside, even a fraction to begin with, and that it grows and it grows. And I thank you, Father, that as that time grows, that you begin to give them rest, because, Father, you said that favor is ours, that we have great things coming out of that favor, Lord, because you go before us. You open the doors that no man can open. Father, you are there. The doors of opportunity are swinging wide open as people rest, and you show them in the night seasons instruction, instruction, instruction. Father, I thank you right now that those who are hungry, the hungering and the thirst for more of you, for more of the word, I thank you that that is fulfilled. Father, you said, seek me, knock, ask, I'm here, I will fill you. Father, I thank you right now that each person who has a burden on their heart, Father, not a sad burden, but something they're asking for, something they're looking for, they look unto you, because you are there. They are the apple of your eye, Father. You are our Father, Daddy. Fall up in your lap, Father, we will tonight. We will go there. We will sit by you. We will look at you only. And in your presence, we will dine. Oh, Father, I thank you that that dining table before us is full of a great, huge meal of a dip of healing and a dip of finances over here and a dip of joy and a dip of love. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, thank you, Father, for succeeding and thriving in each one of the partners because they've taken time to listen to what Kim taught tonight and, yes, to listen to the long prayer that was there. But, Father, you said, I will meet you in the cool of the day. And, Father, as we're in the cool of the day now, we thank you and we praise you and we give you glory and honor for every financial, physical, spiritual need that has been met tonight. And we believe it to be so. We're not waiting on tomorrow. We are going to go and break in and take our breakthrough now, yes. Father, because you said wherever we put our foot, we can have it. You'll give it to us, and we thank you for that. And just like a battering ram, we send out the angels. They're knocking down every hindrance right now in the name of Jesus so that we can go forth and take with our hands and bring it back what you have already given to us. And we thank you this night in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this, our first time, and thank you for being patient with us. Sorry about the beeps. We'll try to get that fixed before next time. But as I've already said, we expect results. We're not just spending time. We've spent an hour together tonight in agreement. We are expecting results. We seal these prayers, every word that has been prayed, every word that has been declared, we seal it in the blood of Jesus. Yes. And we thank you, God, that you've heard us and we have what we've asked. And as you guys begin to see the miracles and increased presence of God in your life, please email us and let us know.
Yes.
Okay? We love you guys. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you next time. Have a blessed night.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, everybody's on hold. Only us can hear each other now. Can you hear me, Kim?
I can.
Yeah. If you'll go up to preferences on your screen.
Mm-hmm.
If you go up to preferences and say where it says entry tones.
Mm-hmm.
And exit tones. If you'll put that on off and hit save.
Okay.
We won't hear that the next time.
Okay. So it was my side that was doing it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I blame you.
It's okay. It's all right. So listen, we didn't lose any calls.
Wasn't that amazing?
Oh, what a precious
point. It stayed at 41:42 the whole time.
I know, and I was concerned we would lose calls because it was long prayer. There was a ton of them.
Kim, I know. Honestly, I was sitting here, and I'm writing down everything, and I have hunger written all over my paper. That's just what kept coming to me. These people are hungry for this.
They are
so hungry.
They're hungry.
Yeah.
And they stayed on the line. I'm with Kalita. I was just amazed. I kept looking. I've been pacing, but I kept looking, and I thought, man. I mean, every now and then it'd go down to 40, but it'd come right back up to 42.
I know.
I don't know if they were getting calls. You know, I know things happen or kids cry or whatever, but they stayed on there.
Mm-hmm. One of them was the same number. It went off and came back on. So, you know, they might have got something happened at home and it had to get off and get back on. But, yeah, I kept looking up thinking, I've got 3 pages to go, Lord. And they stayed right there. So
I know. I really thought, I know it's terrible confession, but I really thought we'd lose half of them. But we didn't.
No. So that says a lot.
That says a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that says a lot that they are hungry, Kim Potter. Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I am so excited. I'm so excited. I can't sit still.
I am too. I think it went great. What do you guys think?
I think it went great.
Now, what do we do with it? Did you turn the recording off, or is it still recording us?
Oh, shoot.